Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today on this MLK Day, we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I think there's a lot on my mind in terms of how we celebrate MLK Day and how we talk about COVID-19, how this has shined such a big light. And you and I have talked about this before, is how racism really is a public health issue. And jumping into COVID-19 and the vaccinations, how the equity of all of this is rolling out to more marginalized communities and those that are affected so much more by this virus than others.
Yeah, and I think, but you know, before we get into vaccine, we can start with, you know, what we've all learned through COVID-19, you know, all through 2020. I think as a country, we've learned a lot about health equity and racism and the intersection of all of these, right? I mean, 2020 is a watershed year as far as how we're going to respond to a global pandemic and how communicable disease does not treat everyone equally, right? So one of the things that happened this year, and I think it was happening throughout the spring before we had the summer of George Floyd protests, is that we started to recognize that this virus is really good at exploiting inequality, right? So people that have more opportunity to keep themselves safe. And if that means your opportunity is that you can work from home, you have access to have more things delivered, you can spend less time out in community, your home has good outdoor space where you can, you know, visit with neighbors or family members outdoors rather than indoors, you have fewer people living under one roof, you're, you know, less multi-generational, you know, less bedroom sharing, that type of thing, right? All of those little factors added up one after another, and we ended up with, you know, some people really having opportunity to be pretty safe, you know, comparatively speaking, and other members of our communities who had much less opportunity to keep safe, right? And so that's, you know, we started to see that this spring. And as 2020 unfolded, it just became more and more apparent that these things are intrinsically linked, right? Health and equity and racism are all part of the American story. And we owe it to ourselves to understand this better, to gain language to talk about it, and really say, yes, these are public health issues. You know, racism is a public health issue. And here's how that, you know, that was played out in COVID-19.
So now let's get to the vaccination part of it. Here we are in Southwest Colorado, home to two Native American tribes that are despairingly, the differences of the white population, the Native counterparts are huge. So what's the plan to make sure, and internet accessibility to sign up for San Juan Basin's form on the internet and things of that nature, how the equity in all this still continues?
It does. And, you know, we're having, there's a lot of changes happening right now. Like even as we speak, just before you and I got on this call, you know, it's a holiday, yet all of the public health directors across the state got 20 minutes notice to get on a phone call, you know, this afternoon to get the latest updates in vaccine distribution, you know, for the state of Colorado. And these are kind of predicated on some changes that are happening nationally and we're expecting. So first of all, I want to be clear that if we talk about equity in the vaccine distribution, we're talking about a work in progress, right? Changes are being made right now as we speak. Even today, you know, we just got off a phone call saying, here's a change that we can expect in Colorado. We expect more changes in the coming weeks, and we expect more vaccine to be available in the coming weeks. But in the big picture, right, you know, what is the intent? What's the objective of rolling out this vaccine, right? And vaccine, you know, generally what we do with vaccine from a healthcare perspective is a vaccine becomes available to reduce morbidity and mortality from a disease, right? It reduces who gets severe illness and it reduces who dies. When you're rolling out a vaccine in a pandemic, or, you know, or in an outbreak or, you know, an epidemic, which, you know, that's what we're doing now. We're rolling out this vaccine in a global pandemic. So in addition to reducing morbidity and mortality, the vaccine also has to ideally cut down on transmission and then return us back to normal, because the way that we've been living for the past year doesn't feel good for anybody. It doesn't feel good to not be able to get together with friends and family. It doesn't feel good to not be able to hug people. It doesn't feel good to not know if your children's school is going to be open. It doesn't feel good to not get a paycheck. This is really hard stuff. So in this case, there's a lot riding on this vaccine. But what we've learned over the past year of dealing with this infection is because the infection, because COVID-19, the causative agent, is so opportunistic and it can really take advantage of equity issues within community, we have the phases. All of that is to address how do you roll something out to address illness, death, cutting down transmission, returning us back to normal. And on top of that, we have to then look at it from a social vulnerability index, right? So you're saying, like, we live in this Four Corners region. We have neighboring tribal communities that have been devastated by this virus. So what we have to do is, when we roll out the vaccine to address illness, death, transmission, and getting us back to normal, we have to target it at the same time to the communities that have had outsized burden of illness, death, transmission, and interruption of normal life. And that becomes really, really tricky and takes a huge coordinated effort. So we have two jobs right now. It's to move vaccine out as quickly as possible because we all want to return to normal. But at the same time, it's every bit of our responsibilities in the public health field to honor and recognize that some communities have been hit harder, right? Some communities have had absolutely devastating consequences. And those are the communities that we need to roll vaccine out to first.
Leanne, the other thing that I wanted to talk about was, this past week, there was a group of protesters that was reported in the Durango Herald that crossed a boundary to come and protest COVID-19 restrictions at your personal address. It's one thing to go to somebody's place of business and do a protest, and it's another thing to come to a personal home that's supposed to be your respite.
It is. You and I have talked about this a lot, that this pandemic has engendered a lot of feelings and a lot of opinions about the best way to handle it. And we can all acknowledge that it's been hard for all of us living through this together and doing what we need to do as community members to save lives within our community. And, you know, for me personally, this is my job. I'm a public health director, right? Responsible for two counties here in Southwest Colorado. So what the protesters were protesting is the requirements of wearing a mask and what they were calling, you know, the lockdown in the state of Colorado. Both of these things are state public health orders, and it is my job as a public health director to educate and even make hard decisions when necessary to enforce these public health orders. If I didn't do it, I would be negligent in my role, you know, in the same way that if you were a police officer and you saw someone going 75 miles an hour in a school zone and didn't do anything about it, and then one day that person that went 75 miles an hour in a school zone, you know, ran over a child going to school. If you were the police officer who witnessed this every day and never pulled that person over, you would be negligent in your job. So I'm the same as a public health official, right? This is my job. This is what I signed up to do, which is educate and enforce when necessary. So, you know, sometimes people have to be educated. This is a school zone. There's a school right around the corner. And then sometimes enforcement has to happen, right? If people cannot slow down in a school zone, they get tickets, right? I mean, we've all agreed as a society that it's important that kids are able to get back and forth to school without getting run over. I'm doing my job, you know, and it's not enjoyable, right? We're all kind of doing this together. It's not that I want to do these things. I have to do these things because it's my job. I hope that we can recognize this, we can get through this as a community, and we can come out of this pandemic with greater understanding of, you know, the roles that we play and how each and every one of us is responsible for keeping people safe and saving lives.
Lee Angelon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for us here today?
I appreciate getting to do this on Martin Luther King Day. And I think that, you know, every day we're learning and growing and coming so far. And it's one step in a journey that will last an eternity for all of us.
Leanne, I so appreciate your time today and every Monday in giving us our weekly COVID-19 update here on KSUT.